जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 श्रील प्रभुपाद, नीताय गोरा हरिबो हरिबो हरि बोल, नितय गौर हरि बोल, जय विष्णु पाल परमहंस प्रभु जी के चरण स्पर्श से श्रीमद् गोस्वामी भाई चरण भक्ति दान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय, निरंतर श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की जय, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Jai Shri Shri Guru Gauranga. Jai Shri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narattamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam ततोजयोमुधीरयेत् नष्टप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके यं स्वानुभावमखिलं श्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यत्मदीपमतितीर्षतं तमुन्धं संसारिणं करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनं मुखं करुति वाचालं फल्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं तत्कृपतमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुन्दिनतारिणे वञ्चाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपसिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानं पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapuran. Canto 3rd, chapter 16, text number 15. Te yoga maya yarabdha paramestya mahodayam प्रचुः प्रञ्जलयो विप्राः प्राहृष्टाः क्षुभिता त्वचाः Mataji, please. Te yoga maya yarabdha Nishtya mahodayam Prachur prajalayo vipraha Prahrista kshubhita tvachaha Te those Yoga maya ya through his internal potency. Arabdha had been revealed. Parameshtya of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mahaudayam, multi-glorious. Prachuhu, spoke. Pranjalayaha, with folded hands. Vipraha, the four brahmanas. Praharishtaha, extremely delighted. Kshubhita tvachaha, hair standing on end. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The four brahmana sages were nevertheless extremely delighted to behold him.
And they experienced a thrill throughout their bodies. They then spoke as follows to the Lord, who had revealed the multi-glories of the Supreme Personality through His internal potency, Yoga Maya. The sages were almost too puzzled to speak before the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the first time, and their hairs of their bodies stood erect due to their extreme joy. The highest opulence in the material world is called Parameshtya, the opulence of Brahma. But that material opulence of Brahma, who lives on the topmost planet within this material world, cannot compare to the opulence of the Supreme Lord, because the transcendental opulence in the spiritual world is caused by Yoga Maya, whereas the opulence in the material world is caused by Mahamaya. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. So it's very interesting. We have a scene now. Four Kumaras came to Vaikuntha, and some misbehavior of gatekeepers were there, and they're so extremely angry. They're just boiling out of anger. And here, Supreme Personality of Godhead comes to the gate and trying to pray for His servants and request, please, 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 let them come back as soon as possible, please. And they're bewildered by seeing the opulence of Supreme Personality. And it's naturally, because if, can you imagine you coming, simple person, and the President of America coming to you and asking forgiveness. And you're speechless. But this is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they actually became completely stunned, and they could not speak even. They don't understand actually what does it mean. Is He joking to us, or just trying to be pleased with us? I mean, they couldn't understand Him. And it's interesting that that wonder, Ramancha Kampashruta Rangubhajata, they became so stunned and wondering. Kavikarna Pura, he explains that love starts with a wonder. It's called Adbhuta Bhava. Adbhuta. Everything starts, actually, relationships with Supreme Personality of Godhead, or any love actually starts with a wonder. And when people becoming too familiar, they become too mechanical, that usually a relationship dwindles and they become nullified and destroyed. That's what actually happened. It's called familiarity brings contempt. In the beginning, everything new in Krishna consciousness. Wow, so amazing. Nice hairstyle, nice smell, and deity so beautifully gorgeous, you know. And after some time, people, it's okay. I mean, what's the big deal? And we become familiar. And slowly, slowly, and as devotees also, we start to see dosa drishti, we start to see the faults in others, and nothing new. And slowly, slowly, people fade away. And that first impression, that taste, evaporates. But in spiritual world, navayovanamcha, everything is ever fresh, ever fresh. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually explains in Prem Pradipa, he says that we can understand relationships in spiritual world by experiencing wonder and observing this material nature. We can understand spiritual relationships by analyzing and observing material creation and relationships in this world. And we can see in the spiritual world we have Yoga Maya, which is used in this verse, Yoga Maya. By the potency of Yoga Maya, Subhadra, person can understand the opulence of Supreme Personality of Godhead. But by the yoga, Mahamaya, covering Maya, people become bewildered. They cannot understand the opulence by their logical understanding. Maximum they can understand, you know, this only Parameshtya, the topmost opulence of this world, maybe if they have four heads of Brahma. But Lord Brahma, he says, some people may say they understand God. Maybe, pranam, I respect them. But as for me, I cannot understand. Gyane prayasa mudapasyana manta eva. By our intelligence, we can never understand Krishna unless He reveals Himself. It is explained in scriptures that we can never understand God Nayamatma balahina labhya na medhaya na bahunam shrutena. Not by learning, neither to by studying, and you know, as I was saying, by snoring in Sanskrit and doing 10,000 times Bhakti Shastri by Bhakti Vai Bhava and become beautiful and great in this world. No, nothing attracts Krishna. Manni dhana bijana rupa tapasrutojas. Prahlad Maharaj, he says, not by beauty, not by opulence, not by education, not by intelligence, you can understand God. Unless he chooses you. It is explained, we have to do something so Krishna can notice us. Prasada lesha nugrihita evahi janati tattvam. So what is that special that we can do in our life so Krishna can notice us? We were discussing the other day, no? We are praying these prayers of Lord Shiva, Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. So Srimati Radharani will look at us, can look at us by the corner of the eye, like this, like Kataksha, like this. Not even staring like this, but just, who is that? Who is doing some special service? So we have to endear ourselves to Krishna so they can notice us. And there are several Shaktis, as we know, in Krishna's creation. Chit Shakti and Achit. Chit Shakti divides into Samvit, Sandini and Hladini. Samvit Shakti, this is Yoga Maya, which mentioned in this verse, by which power we can understand Krishna's opulence and appreciate him. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that it transcends and reflects in this material world. These three Shaktis reflects in three modes of nature in this material world. Sandini, this is Balaram. He is the original creator. All Vaikunthas emanates from Balaram. And actually, Balaram is real God. Generator, operator, destroyer. Krishna is just playing flute. He wants to forget that he is God, actually. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that in this material world, Sandini Shakti transcends and reflects as a tamoguna. Stable, grave, solid, inert matter. Tamoguna is Balaram. And Hladini Shakti, by reflecting in this material world, actually giving pleasure and enjoyment, is Rajaguna, which is perverted reflection. And of course, Samvit Shakti, Yoga Maya, Sattvaguna, gives understanding, enlightenment. So like that. And there are three rasas, he explains also, in this material world. And there is Prithivi Rasa, earthly tastes, right? There's different tastes here. And then he explains Swargiya. Swargiya means emotional taste is there in living entity. And there is Vaikuntha Rasa. So different levels. We have Yantra, Tantra and Mantra. That's three levels. And unfortunately in this material world, people applying the rasas to understand and experience the object which is limited in this material world. All the tastes and the attention applied for the object of this material world, including, you know, this Parameshtyara level, but it's temporary. Even Lord Brahma temporary. Therefore, unlimited desire to be happy, atyantika sukha pravritti, the desire of living entity to be unlimitedly happy, is not fulfilled because everything has antam antah kavanti, nateshwara mate buddha. It has ending. And that's why it's explained that, you know, we're trying to be, to wonder about this material creation, but without seeing Krishna behind that. But devotees, they can see in this creation always Krishna. Mai pashyati sarvatra. That's actually difference. Very interesting. Srila Prabhupada explains in 8th Canto Bhagavatam, in 9th chapter, I believe 29th shloka, 28th. He said the demons and demigods, they were churning the ocean. Other day we were discussing. They were churning the ocean. Time, place, purpose, everything was the same for both. But some people got the nectar and the taste of Amrita. And demons, they didn't. And Prabhupada gives very powerful purport. I suggest you please read it at home. Very powerful. He says that there are karmis and devotees. Even though karmis can be dressed in the dress of devotees. But mentality can be of the karmis. And karmis always depend on their own endeavor. Therefore, they cannot get much more than their karma allows them. But devotees, they totally depend on Krishna. Totally. Rakshaititi Vishwaso Guptritvi Varanam Tatha. That's why they can get beyond the limits of even their karma. Krishna can give unlimited, unexpectedly. And that's why devotees, wow, they're wandering. Far out, huh? Every day. Ramancha Kampa Shrutarango Bajo. Vande Guru Shri Charanara. They wandering. And because wonder, Krishna is avichinta tattva. He is always ever fresh. And he making devotee more and more puzzled and wonder. Krishna is unlimited. What a wonderful Krishna. We need miracles in our life in order to increase our love. And in the spiritual world, always miracles. But in material world, as we said, sometimes become familiar and no miracles anymore. Especially people getting married, for example. Very common example. They're getting married, and first year, wife listening from the husband. I love you. All these movies, Hollywood, and wife. And the next year, husband listening from wife. Get money, what is this nonsense, lazy bum? Go and work money. And man sitting there thinking, oh my God. iPhone, iPod, iTouch, iPad. And I paid. I have to go and work for that. All these things. Husband listening from wife. Third year of marriage. Neighbors listening, husband and wife. Fighting. New fight. And fourth year, nobody listening anyone. Because there is no more divorce. I read one article. It's explained actually. Too much. You know, this in India, it's like caste system. You know, and when girl and boy from different castes, they're getting married, parents not allowing them. In Nepal also, it's very strict. Only same caste must be. Otherwise, it's like big disaster for the family. And they wanted to get married. They wanted to get married together. And parents didn't allow. So they decided to commit suicide. They went to the skyscraper, some building, and they took the hand to hand and jumped together. Romantic jump. But lucky for them, it was balcony down. They could not fall down completely. They fall in between on the balcony somehow. They fractured themselves, whatever. And they were admitted in the ICU, whatever hospital. And parents came. So they became again normal. And again they apply their proposal to the parents. We want to get married. And parents again told them no. They again decide, let's get suicide. They stolen the car of the father and set both of them and fall down from the cliff of the mountain in some river. But somehow the car jumped in the river, you know, and they didn't die again. What to do? Unsuccessful attempt. Again they were saved and parents just like, what are you doing? Nonsense. And again, we want to get married. They said, no. Oh, right. So they got some two guns, you know, guns. And they pointed at each other. They pointed at each other. Okay, count. 1, 2, 3. Finish. As they say in Hindi. So, finish. Let's finish each other. And they locked in the room. And they put the pistols. Okay, but don't shoot before me, okay? So, just, they... and so they're about to start counting. And parents, they... knock the door. Open the door. Okay, guys, get married. Okay, what to do with you? And they, so they got permission of the parents. But it's not the end of the story. It's like beginning. They got them married, and guess what? After 1 year, badly divorced, you know. They divorced. They could not stay together. Why? Because it's called all these material rasas. They're not satisfying supreme internal soul. That's why in spiritual world always wonder, and parents, I mean people in this world, they're coming together, and after a few days nothing, no secrets anymore. From top to bottom, everything known, everything already, no secrets, no any wonder, no any. That's why in Vedic society it's recommended that husband and wife should stay a little bit separately, no familiarity. Then they can maintain that wonder, and you know, as they say, woman has to be a little bit unknown, some secret, mystery must be always there. So men always a little bit hanky, or something interesting there. But unfortunately, in material world, everything becomes too much familiar and too much, you know. But in spiritual world, you never know what to expect from Krishna. Never. In Gopala Champu explained, when Krishna lifted Govardhan hill, and Brinjavasis, all the Brinjavasis, they saw hill was lifted, and they saw already houses were made there for them. Everything was already, everything constructions, everything was Madhav Mahotsava. Everything was already ready-made for them. They were, wow, fantastic. Amazing. How wonderful Krishna. You see, so we have to learn to see Krishna everywhere, in each and every person. This is miracle. Actually, sometimes people need miracles. We need miracles to develop our attachment and faith. Shraddhanu Sari Bhakti Adhikari, you see. And unfortunately, we're taking everything for granted, even in spiritual life. Oh, we're coming for Mangalarati. Namaste na tulasi Krishna prayase. Govinda madhipura. Shnek shnek heri heri brum brum brum. Shnek 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 heri brum brum. Become mechanical. Then, I mean, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sarira Bidyajal. A little bit more enthusiastic, of course. And then, and everything became very, very mechanical, you see. I was telling many times this story. One devotee was chanting, and all of a sudden somebody knocked his door. He said, who is that? So arrogant. Opening. And instead of four Kumaras, there were three Yamadutas. Those who are sleeping. They said, sure, come on. Hey, excuse me, see, I'm Tilak. I am just chanting. How come you came here? He said, no. Chitragupta sent us here. See, this is the address. It's correct. Vatsika. I'm just really, but I'm chanting. See, I'm chanting. No, see, my name is Shnik, he's Hiri, and he's Broom. You're always chanting us. Shnik, Shnik, Hiri, Broom, Broom, Shnik, 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 Hiri, Broom, Broom, Shnik, 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 Hiri, Broom, Broom, Shnik, 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 Hiri, Broom, Broom, Shnik, Shnik, Hiri, Hiri, Broom, Broom. So our chanting become mechanical. Whom we are calling? And we are not even impressed. Oh, it's okay. Because we are covered by these anarthas. So many anarthas. And they're covering us from being amazed. But we have to be actually amazed by Krishna consciousness. Wow, Krishna, so beautiful. Jagannath, so beautiful. We have wonderful opportunity. I have my exercise personally. Count the blessings every morning. Just you wake up and count your blessings. We, with our devotees, we did competition. Who will count the biggest amount of blessings? And they, okay, I have two eyes to see, okay, two deities, okay, I can play, I can speak languages, well, I can play harmonium, well, I can travel all the world. And the biggest blessings to come to, you know, Rukmini Dwarakadish temple every year. Wow, what a blessing. And I have blessing to have Maharaj always laugh at, during breakfast time. So many blessings are there. But sometimes devotee depressed, everything bad, problem. They say in Nepali, Fulia akama fulia sansar, kataka akama kataka sansar. In the eyes of flower, all world is flowery. But in the eyes of thorn, everything is thorny. I call them Dukhi Club members, you know. They frustrated people, those who are always looking for dosa drishti. But devotee, he never distracted by opulence. While non-devotee karmi, they always distracted by material opulence of Krishna and they want to see their personal sense enjoyment. But devotees, though Krishna is explained there, that in Ananda Vrindavan Champu, Kavi Karnapura explains that when Varuna stolen Krishna, I mean Nanda Baba, you know that story, right? He stolen him. And then Krishna had to dive deep and go and meet Varuna. I'll show this guy. He comes there and he sees Varuna worshipping Krishna. Then when saw Varuna, well, and started to do gorgeous worship to Krishna. Nanda Baba, what is going on? He was, wow, what a worship to my Nanda Lala. And then he told all these coward boys, you know who it's like Varuna was worshipping Nanda Lala, our Krishna. They were wondering, amazing. And then Krishna took them to Brahman, then to Vaikunthas, and they were disturbed actually. Their bhakti was crippled. They were so much disturbed without Krishna. In Hindi they say, in which bhajan there is no Krishna's name, it's useless bhajan, we should not sing that. Like Hanuman, Rama Duta Hanuman. One jeweler gave him some garland, I mean garland is a jewelry, like jewels, mala to Ram, very precious. And Ram, out of gratitude, give it, Hanuman, take it, it's for you. And Hanuman took these jewels, what is this monkey? This guy, I give you such a precious, I mean, jewels, and you give it to the monkey, and this monkey, and throwing it out. And Sita became a little bit disturbed. Hanumanji, sorry, we're feeling awkward, you know, because you get such a nice Mahaprasad, and you're just throwing it. What is this? Behave properly. You see, this guy donated. Okay, so you can do it in your ashram, but don't do it in front of the donor. But I want to see the essence, Saragrahi. What do you mean? I want to see, is there Sitaram or not inside? If there is no Sitaram, useless. I don't need that. Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya, Jivadapi Mrityu Hisaha, is dead body, dead matter. And this, you know, businessman says, what do you mean? How are you alive? Do you have Sitaram inside? Of course I do. Show. And you know that famous story. He just, and his Sitaram was sitting there. It's not allegory. I know in Allahabad, one Baba, he got heart attack and he was taken to the hospital. And doctor told us, they were operating and from the heart, he heard the sound, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om. From the heart. Wow, he became so impressed. Kirtaniya Sadaharihi. I was in Allahabad president. We used to organize Kumbh Melas. I can tell you tons of miracles, you know, amazing things. So Krishna starts with a wonder. But wonder of this material world, not bewildering devotee. Why? Because they everything want to use for Krishna. While Karmis, as Prabhupada says in that commentary, Karmis always wants to use Krishna's property for their personal sense enjoyment. Therefore, business of Krishna consciousness to expose such Karmis, even though they are dressed in devotee's dress. Very powerful commentary. So don't think that devotion only just to put tilak and snik snik hiri hiri, I am devotee. We are kind of long way to go. Anartha nivriti, you know, gana tarala, utsahamai, vyuha vikalpa, tarangarangini, so many things to overcome. And it's impossible to do alone. Prabhupada said, those who thinking he can make it alone, he's insane. We need to have role model in front of us. And such a role model we have, Srila Prabhupada. Once Srila Prabhupada was in New York and he was sitting on the some room in the skyscraper. And then he came in the balcony, to the balcony, and he was looking at the traffic, you know. Beep, 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 pa, 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 beep, beep. So many cars moving and Prabhupada observing them. And for a long time he was looking and looking and looking. And his disciples, they were sitting, wow, Prabhupada, he has awe and reverence toward New York. He's impressed by the skyscrapers and the opulence of our city. New York, Maharaj. He was impressed. They thought like that. And then Prabhupada said, hey, come here. And everybody just came, yes, Prabhupada, yes. Expecting meaning, wow, he will express New York, such a beautiful city, such an opulent city. Prabhupada said, look at that car. That car can be used for Rathayatra, for Jagannath. You see that car? This kind of car you can use for Jagannath, for Rathayatra. Oh, and everybody became so ashamed because they thought, Atmavan Manyate Jagat, as themselves, they projected their vision on Prabhupada. But Prabhupada was seeing everything in connection with Krishna. So many cars, but that car can be used for Jagannath. So in this way, you know, four Kumaras, they became devotees. First they were not devotees, but then Kunjal Kamishra Tulasi Makarandavayuhu, by getting smell of this Tulasi leaf, what a powerful transformation, no? Isn't it? Shakti Parinamavada. And this miracle, if we are careful enough, I can tell you a long time, it's a miracle happening right in front of our eyes. Transformation. What more miracle we need? Some magician came and started to show to Prabhupada. Tung, tung, so many things. This, that, some rabbit, whatever. I don't know. He was showing so many things, manifesting. And then said, Swamiji, this is a miracle. What is your miracle? And Prabhupada was very grave. Then Prabhupada looked back and said, see, these young boys and girls, little before they were hippies, I make them into happies. That's my miracle. They were a hopeless case. As I told you, Prabhupada said, I came to save you. What? Save or shave? Both. So, Anyone who come in contact with Srila Prabhupada, he was transformed. I mean, I tell you, not only was Prabhupada, was anyone who connected to Prabhupada. It's like electricity, you know, like that. You distributing books. I was Sankirtan leader for many years. So, and those Sankirtan devotees, they know what is a miracle book you give to people. Something happens to the person. Really. Many stories. Once Srila Prabhupada was walking, I believe in New York also, and he was walking in Manhattan. It was shop, and there were, you know, it's like big, nice show window. And Prabhupada thought, wow, how nice would be to display Bhagavatam here. So nice. It's looking so nice. So many millions of people can see Bhagavatam if I can display here. And he went, blim, blim, he opened it. The one lady was there, business lady. Ding. So then, excuse me, can I display my books on your show window? What is nonsense? Get out from here! What is this nonsense? No display here! She was so angry. Like Fokumaras. So angry. And Prabhupada said, it's okay, it's alright, it's okay. I'm old man. Can you give me a glass of water, please? Okay. And she went and got some glass of water. Can I have a seat, please? Can you give me a chair? I'm old man. Okay, sit down, drink. Some kind of compassion was there. Bab ka beta sipai ka ghoda kuch nahi to toda toda. In Hindi they say, if nothing, then something has to be there. So she was a little bit pious. Give him water. Prabhupada sit down and peacefully drunk water. And after he finished the water, he asked her, excuse me, can I display my books in your show window? And she said, yes, why not? Sa eva sadhu shukrito moksha dwarama pavritam. Prasangamajaram pasam atmanam kabayo viduhu sa eva sadhu shukrito moksha dwarama pavritam. We know that attachment to the Mahamaya is cause of going to hell. But the same attachment to the sadhu and little bit seva. Yet mahat sevaya vipram punya tirthani sevaya. People can get this. And a miracle happens instantly. Many times happens in all of us. And when we're coming together, we're sharing these miracles. And when we become amazed, wow. We're developing our love for Srila Prabhupada. We're developing love for Krishna by seeing this miracle around us every day. You know, there's so many, many stories. Somebody was telling, Dalyumna Maharaj was saying, story about Pig Pen. You ever heard the story of Pig Pen? One was men in France. They went to open temple and very homeless guy was there in the bushes living. And he coming and they didn't allow him even to come inside the temple. Get out, get out. They call him like, I mean, Pig Pen. Like so dirty like pig, you know. Don't come, stinking. They never taking baths, nothing. Sometimes smell coming from them. How you can come inside the temple? Come on. So they were keep giving him some food, khichdi, whatever. But never allowed him inside the temple. And they called him Pig Pen. And then, you know, temple was constructed and Prabhupada came finally. Because Prabhupada said, construct temple, I'll come there. If you construct, I'll come. And Prabhupada came and as usually he went for the morning walk and everybody like chickens behind him. Ko, 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 ko. Everybody went with him and Prabhupada was walking. This Pig Pen came out from the bushes. And some, hey, Prabhupada, Hare Krishna. Was surprised. What is this? Wonder. Then Prabhupada finished his morning walk and came exactly for Darshanarati, he came to temple. And everybody to the surprise, they saw the door to the temple room was open. And nobody was in temple because everybody wanted to be with Prabhupada. Except Pujari behind the curtain. So nobody in door was open. What is that? Everybody became stunned, cold, sweat. No, who is there? Hopefully not Pig Pen. And they came and Prabhupada went first. And inside the temple room was Pig Pen sitting. And Prabhupada came and Pig Pen grab Prabhupada's feet, you know, like, and everybody, oh no. And everybody watched what to do. And Prabhupada get was, guess what? Prabhupada did, hey, don't touch me, what is it? No, Prabhupada just hugged his head and started to pat him. It's okay. You're back home. You're back home, it's okay. And he just was hanging him. And Prabhupada, Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Darshanarati over. And Prabhupada said, okay, let me go. I have to give class. It's okay. Leave me. And he just left him. Prabhupada went, gave class and went to his room. Now what to do? Everybody sitting. What to do now with this guy? It's Prabhupada's house. He didn't kick him out. Who are we? And somebody said, come on, let's make him Brahmachari. Haribol. And they grabbed him to bathroom, shaved him. clean him, give him some dhoti and said, pig pan, from today, you cleaning toilet and cleaning the pots in the kitchen, okay? No free kichri anymore. You are temple devotee. And he started to do that seva. And a month later, devotees were going for sankirtan. They went for sankirtan and pig pan went, I want sankirtan, I want for sankirtan, sankirtan. I said, come on, you don't know how to distribute books. Pig pan, what is this? No, no, I want. He jumped in sankirtan when? And somebody said, all right, let him clean our pots in the kitchen. Let him clean the car. He'll do something. And after a long journey, to make it short, they came to some city, everybody tired, washing dhoti, sleeping, taking rest. Pig pan grabbed one bag, fill up with the books fully, and went for book distribution. So sankirtan, hey, pig pan, wait, you don't know the prices. You cannot give for free. Please, wait. Gone. So they disturbed. Come on, this guy distribute for free, such a loss. And after a few hours, pig pan returned back, empty bag. No, I told you he'll distribute, give for free. And pig pan, where is money? And he opened the bag full of money. So everybody became astonished. How did you do that? In such a short time, so many books. I said, I don't know. I never read these books. But then how did you distribute these books? And he said, I took the book, and in every our book, you know, we have the photo of Srila Prabhupada. And he took the book, and he said, it was photo of Prabhupada, and I was coming to people and said, Prabhupada, save me. Prabhupada, save me. Prabhupada, save me. And people buying these books like hot cakes. If these guys were saved, okay, it must be some nice book. Prabhupada saved me, and later on, he just, you know, became Sankirtan devotee. Prabhupada came, gave him initiation. He became Rasada Das. And some years ago, he left body in Vrindavan in MBT. Is it not miracle? So many miracles. Anyway, we don't have much time. Otherwise, we can do Prabhupada Katha. And Krishna does miracle everywhere. You see? Therefore, we are very, very grateful to Srila Prabhupada. We're grateful that he gave us this vision. He gives this association of devotees. In human life, we have a gift, an opulence, and a treasure. The true devotees of the Lord who want to give him pleasure. Keep Guru's order in the heart. Example his behold. To whom you meet, give Krishna's feet. Two lotuses to hold. Don't worry profit or the loss. Surrender life to Supreme Boss. And far and wide, try spread his fame by chanting sweet and holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you. Kantrat Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana ki jai. Gaura Premanande, Hare Rama.